When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop talk news. And sometimes, like today, you will get a little bit of, should we talk Genshin in anime?
I think so, maybe.
Just a very little brief, like a little cherry on top with some whipped cream, because we did go Anime Expo, so I guess we will
bring that up really quick. 4 days.
And like I said, K-pop and all that good stuff, because there's actually some stuff going on in the K-pop world as always. And I think we'll be talking a little bit of Seventeen, even some NMIX, Twice, of course Stray Kids, of course BTS, and even with Stray Kids, there's a special topic amongst within the Stray Kids news.
Related. The blood of Bang Chan.
Okay, yes. And so you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, and we are available on all platforms. So give us a follow, like, subscribe if you're enjoying this. Hit that notification bell. And also, Haley, where can they check us out?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast.
What do we have on those?
Twice videos still.
Yes, that's true. And also on Instagram.
You can DM us if you just want to chit-chat about K-pop.
Well, there you go. Just like how you are chit-chatting or basically listening to us conversing here. You could converse with Haley and myself also on Instagram. Let's just knock out the anime stuff. Because, yes, we just had Anime Expo here in L.A.
Yep. It's always over the 4th of July weekend, from like July 1 to 4.
And usually we only go like 3 days because we're too tired, but somehow we magically went to all four.
Did we go 4 days last year too? I think we did.
I don't think so.
No, we did. Didn't we?
No, I don't.
Did we only do 3 days?
I think we did, because they were too tired too. Like our friends that came with us. And yeah. This time Haley dressed up in like, is it three different cosplays or two?
Two.
Oh, that's true. You had Uta from One Piece. Mm-hmm. I had Shanks from One Piece. To all our other fellow One Piece fans out there. And then for those who play
Honkai Star
games,
Rail.
Yes, Star Rail in this case, Haley was Silver Wolf.
I was.
And Genshin had a bit, like I feel like half the cosplayers at Anime Expo were Genshin Impact
so
cosplays.
Many.
It's insane.
It's so popular.
So that was pretty much, yeah, and then it was pretty good though. Like they put, like, because they knew how popular it was, like, back last year in the exhibit hall, and
yeah,
it was like
a
clusterfuck mess. So they made the clusterfuck mess. They pushed it to the entertainment hall.
And so, I feel like the entertainment hall was more
lively. Yes.
I feel like it's always dead, but then now there was so many people there.
And you put Genshin right in the front. This is, there you go. Mm-hmm. It works. If anything, they should have put them, like, I guess, more central or centered-ish, mm-hmm. I feel like. But it, either way, it worked. Artist Alley is amazing, as always, every year.
We spent most of our time and money there, probably.
Most, no, 100% we did. Like, I think over half the convention was at Artist Alley, mm-hmm. which is the best part because it's, like, a lot of small local artists. Not even local, but, you know, smaller artists from, like, that even travel all from over. Around the world.
One of the ones that I bought from, she's actually from Australia.
See, and then they come mm-hmm. here, and then they have amazing, cool art and products. Like, I got, like, it's not even just straight up, like, anime. Like, there's drawings of ramen and like different like food bowls, like the Japanese dons, mm-hmm. and that's what we bought. Like, and then they were like coasters, mm-hmm. cup coasters of that, and that also includes a lot of just like a lot of other really cool random like keychains and like really cool
pop
art,
sockets, stickers,
anything you could
pins.
Think of.
Yeah, there's like everything. They even have like glasses case. Oh, like for your glasses to wipe them.
Yeah, and then like we bought that really cool print of like Chainsaw Man, and also the Jujutsu Kaisen mm-hmm. one. Like it's like they kind of drew them into like an actual setting within Japan. Like right. they're just like it's like casual, mm-hmm. like in the streets of Japan. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool, and it's if you do like and enjoy anime, or you're like a Genshin or Star Rail or Honkai Third Impact too. They had a big. Part of that,
yeah, there's three of them.
That giant cubicle booth mm-hmm. that they had. You should go check it out, Anime Expo one time. It was the most crowded I've ever seen in a while because Saturday was the first day, and usually Saturday is not the first day. Usually yeah. it's like Thursday or Friday that's the first day of Anime Expo. So this one was like the perfect storm, and thank goodness it was not super hot. Surprisingly,
yeah, this is like the first Anime Expo. That it wasn't, this like, was, 100 degrees.
This was the coolest.
It was, like, 80s.
Anime Expo ever. It was, like, yeah, maybe even the first day was, like, even, like, high 70s. Mm-hmm. It was pretty crazy. But, yes. Oh, also, one of the cool artworks, as I try to make it go into K-pop in transition, mm-hmm. one of the artists, they made very cool Honkai Star Rail and Genshin artwork. Mm-hmm. styled like photo cards.
Oh my god,
that
yeah,
was
that
so
was
cool.
So cool.
So like you could decorate it, and then they styled it like photo cards, like of the characters.
Yeah, it came with a top loader, it came with stickers to decorate the top loader, and then like the photo card, and it's even signed on the back.
It was so cool and so cute. It's a great concept. That was genius. And then like she sold out all her mm-hmm. stuff during the con really quick. I think like the second day or something, or second or third day already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
third day. And also, like, she had, like, those tickets. You know how, like, we buy, like, because I have a Sana ticket from, like, the world from their world tour, I think, last year.
Yeah, and I have the ones from BTS.
Yeah, so, like, the ones that look like an actual, like, ticket, like a
ticket stub kind of
stub, like a giant mm-hmm. ticket stub. It's really cool, but they did the art also of Genshin and Star Rail. So mm-hmm. it's like.
So we know that artist is a K-pop fan for sure.
100%. Mm-hmm. And obviously did really well, so that's just really cool. You get to see a lot of cool different things, and like I said, you have to also go to each one. Like, you have to, like, don't just scan it from above. You have to go in front of their booths, because you'll see a lot of stuff that you that they are offering and selling.
Yeah, like there's small trinkets, like usually like
on the desk, like on the actual, like the on the cards. Lower area that mm-hmm. you would never had known existed. Like even like the ramen coasters that mm-hmm. we got. If you didn't go up to the actual booth and look on like what they have on their table, you would never have known.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was like it's always good to go there the first day, because like everyone goes there after they go through the big halls and everything. Then they end up going to Artist Alley, and then it's like even more crowded.
Yeah, we didn't spend that much time in the actual exhibit hall this time, because I feel like we just came back from Japan, so we had bought a lot of like figures, merch and figures. So like going to Artist Alley, like you can only get it there, you know? So like they come from everywhere around the world, and then like you can't buy their stuff all the time, because they have a lot of like exclusives only at Anime Expo.
That's true.
That you
too.
Can't find online, because like a lot of my friends were asking about specific artwork, and I go to their site and it wasn't there on the site. It was only at Anime Expo.
Just like even the pins too. Yeah. Some of the pin artists, like they only make their own. But also, yeah, like there's official merchandise like Kotobukiya, and you know, even Bandai. Taito's there. But yeah, Bandai of course. Like we didn't even go to the Gundam booth this year, and
we
usually do.
So many Gundams already.
So that's pretty much sums it up. So let's dip our foot finally into the world of K-pop, because there's a K-pop idol that will be starring-ish.
Yeah.
In Squid Game 2.
This was like a surprise to me when I saw that Netflix Korea had posted like some of the new cast members of Squid Game 2. Top was there. I was like, wait, what the fuck? Yes. He's going to be in Squid Game 2?
T.O.P., the man. I had no idea. From Big Bang, of course. He is supposed to be scheduled to go to the moon.
I think next year. I was looking into that. I was like, isn't he supposed to be in the moon? But I think it's scheduled to launch next year.
So before he goes to the moon, he is also doing some acting.
Yes.
It seems like. And I mean,
he's acted before, like a long time ago. And I think it's been like a very, very long time since he's actually been in that scene again.
I mean, like, it feels like a lot of those idols, like in that generation too, like they kind of did a few like small acting gigs.
Mm-hmm,
like, like Taemin and Minnow from Shiny, right?
Right.
Like, so it's pretty interesting how that happens. We need some acting from more of this generation.
Well, yeah, Astro, Chow and Woo. There's a lot of them that actually.
It's just we don't watch it.
IU. Well,
of course, yeah. IU is always like the rom-com kind of girl.
Even like ATEEZ had their own, like they had a K-drama with some of the members in ATEEZ. So I feel like a lot of K-pop idols do both. They do like acting.
They should.
And yeah, so they just, I mean, they do pretty well. Top obviously does really well because they invited him to do Squid Games.
Oh, he was actually invited. Like, yeah. They asked him. Okay, there you go.
But then the thing is that he got a lot of hate. I wasn't expecting it, but I guess they're still holding on to that whole thing where he...
Oh my, the marijuana thing?
Marijuana thing, yeah.
Get over yourselves. Jeez.
All these netizens were like, watching Netflix sprinkle marijuana on its biggest hit in real time. And like a lot of these people were saying like, I'm not watching it anymore because Top's in it. Like,
yes, because you 100 people that will not watch it will make any big damn difference.
It won't, because like the thing is that Squid Game was like actually global, like international. It wasn't just in Korea. Yeah. That became famous.
If anything, it was more popular, I felt like, globally.
Globally, yeah,
like,
exactly.
Here in the West, it was like, everyone was eating it up. Everyone loved it.
So,
no one knows about, like, more than, like, 90% of the people here in the West do not even know who Top is.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's not going to affect ratings at all.
Exactly.
And actually, if they found out he smokes marijuana, they might watch it, because that's how it is here.
Yeah, Korea is just, like, so against marijuana still, while the rest of the world is just smoking that shit like it's nothing.
Especially, like, here in California, mm-hmm. Colorado, like, for reals. So let's see. I think, is there anything else? Top, we just want him to go to the moon soon, though, right? We can make some moon music with Steve Aoki.
Yes, next year.
It'd be great.
Because
I don't think anyone's made music on the moon yet, right?
No, they haven't.
Damn. That'd be first. That'd be really cool.
I feel
cool.
Like Stray Kids wanted to make music on the moon.
The other members are going to be, you know, doing their military fulfillment duties, Felix and Chan could go to the moon.
No, I think he wants to go with all of them.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry. Well, Bang Chan has to go make sure everything's okay. Mm-hmm. So he has to go to the moon first.
Oh, okay.
And then come back and check it out. Let's see. I think... Oh, also, we did talk about 50-50 a little bit last week, because they started... There's some... it's almost like a... It's... Well, it's not really like how the other news we were talking about. Was it Luna or mm-hmm. something? This one's a little different, but it's still against their agency.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, I think, the first trial. So it's finally beginning, like, trying to, like, break free from their agreement kind of thing.
Yeah, from their contract.
From the contract. And we still don't really know exactly why. You know, like, mm-hmm. It's only allegations at this point. Because, you know how, like, we think that they kind of want to be able to move to, like, Warner. Right?
Yeah,
you
to, said, like, a bigger company.
To a bigger company. So that's all unfolding. You know, there's other reasons they're probably using against that. But, of course, when we found out this news, we're like, how are they going to be at KCON?
Yeah, we kind of suspected that they probably wouldn't come.
Lo and behold, news dropped.
Mm-hmm. KCON announced it the other day that they're officially not going to KCON.
I wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
So
they said, like, a sorry message saying, like, due to unforeseen circumstances with their agency or whatever, they will not be attending KCON. I mean, it makes sense.
They should put in another group. Like, our friends who have all gone to see Tribe this past weekend, they had a great experience seeing Tribe.
Don't know anything about Tribe.
We don't. All I know is I've seen pictures, and then it's really good. That was a really cool fan meet, and like everything that they got to do with them, that was really cool. So if you weren't at Anime Expo, you were at Tribe. And it looked really cool, though. Like, the whole experience was looked really awesome. Like, you got to take selfies with, like, each member. And
yeah, I feel like really the smaller groups like that offer more stuff.
Enjoy like, it. Yeah, like, you have to take advantage of it. Like, it looked like a great time. So maybe they could go KCON now. Or a special soloist guest who we will talk about during the Stray Kids segment may go, since her...
Brother
will be there.
I wish.
We'll find out. We could ask KCON to reach out to her. We'll get more into that later. So as we predicted, yeah, they're not going to be there. And also, they have registered. So 50/50 registered that the actual group name and their stage names. They for trademarks. So they're trying to really move along.
Right, but like, keep everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Their names.
They're keeping the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like the whole package. So.
Fan club? Do they have a fan club name? I don't even know.
I don't even know. That's a good question.
Probably.
But even if they don't, then I don't, do they have a fandom name? They do for sure.
They
I just
probably
don't know what
do.
It is.
I don't know what it is. I only know
that's
it.
A good Cupids. They're all Cupids. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But if that's not the case, then that, I don't know. Either way, as long as they keep the main stuff, the important stuff. Let's move on. As Haley, can you please turn off the air conditioner with your phone? Because it just came on right now. NMIX. Let's talk about some JYP stuff. Oh, actually, before we get into NMIX, it doesn't matter, I guess. NMIX, JYP. So NMIX had dropped their first pre-release music video called Roller Coaster. And it's for their upcoming third single album that's also coming out in July, just like all these other groups. July is just a multi-stans dream and nightmare come true because of, like, no, you know exactly why. Right. Nightmare because it's bad for our wallets. We will never financially recover from any of this K-pop stuff, all of us. And it's amazing because there's just so much cool, amazing stuff coming out at the same time. So they will be releasing their third album soon, Midsummer NMIX's Dream, or A Midsummer NMIX's Dream.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
And
is that a play on that? Yeah.
100%. And we watched the Roller Coaster music video. I like their music is starting to... I want, like, it is getting better. For me, it's getting better.
Yeah.
Like, it's starting to sound more like the style that I enjoy, or like it's easier on the ears kind of thing. Either way, like, even after listening more and more to, like, their old stuff, it's like it hits hard in a different way. So, starting to really appreciate it. But this one sounded really good. I really liked it a lot. The music video was really cool and cute, the concept. And, you know, it's pretty interesting. I don't know if you saw this, but Ginny, you know, the member that...
Yeah, that got, like, pushed out.
That kind of isn't there anymore from NMIX. She, every time they drop, like, a big promo or trailer or teaser or something like this... She goes on live.
She's like, don't IG forget live. About me.
Yeah. 100% she's doing it on purpose. So it's like, she's like, okay, let's like forget about them. And then, but it's just interesting. Every time like she makes a comeback and stuff, like she like goes live.
And do you people think have they're still friends?
I don't know. I imagine no. Right? Maybe one of them might talk to her still, but I don't think all of them. That's my assumption.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, you know how the company is, too, usually.
Oh, that's
they're, like,
true.
Strict. They don't want them to talk to them and stuff. Especially, like, if something, you know, obviously something negative happened.
Right.
That breached the contract that they could, like, let her go. And also, she ended up making her own official Twitter account. So, she's going to be a social media star now, I guess.
Influencer.
Oh, yes, of course. Just like another... just like another person we will be talking about during the Stray Kids segment.
Oh my gosh. Building it up.
Building it up even more. If you haven't figured out who it is, then you'll have to wait. Let's see. Also, although since we're in the realm of JYP Entertainment, JYP did announce they are going to be making their new global girl group.
Ooh.
A2K. Do you know what A2K stands for? Would you have guessed this without reading
no.
what I said?
No.
So you want to tell the people what the notes say?
America to Korea. It's interesting how they just put it straight up America.
That means no Australian members or no Japanese members, right?
Unless they're
from
America.
in America and they're Japanese or
Australian.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we'll see with that. But I mean, that would be like, I mean, because I'm trying to think, American members, we do have Vernon and Joshua from 17. I mean, Jay Park is technically, he's American too, right?
Uh-huh.
Is there any other American like K-pop? There's probably really a lot that a I lot, can't even think of. So that'd be interesting though, JYP wise. That'd be pretty cool to see. I don't know any more details aside from that name's A2K. So we'll find out more on that.
They're probably going to be young.
Well, of course. They're going to be like...
They're the fifth gen.
They're going to be... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just don't look. Just listen.
Well, actually, no. That might not be true. Because some of the fifth gen groups, they're kind of like... Their 20s already. So.
Like, literally... Well, I know a fourth gen... For like Sakura, you know how old Sakura is,
right?
So it's like you never know.
Yeah.
If they're good, they're good, right? So as long as they kind of look young too, ish, right? Also, with that said, Twice is still doing their tour, and they've been having a great time. I don't actually know. Started out with they actually just performed today, I think, in New York.
Oh, okay. So they're still in the U.S.
Is that today in L.A. or not in L.A.?
Good morning,
America. Yeah. It's like today in L.A., but they're in New York.
Good morning, America.
And I think, like, ever since I think the domino effect started happening. When we gave Jihyo her meme sign of her solo, someone else did the same thing, but... Of like an inception of the photo picture
so
with
funny.
The one with our original poster, and from there, someone else I'm not sure if it was Chicago or was it in Toronto, they had really cool posters that are like dollar bills. Should
like
be America
the ones from Mina.
Because I mean I'd imagine they're using $1 American money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like for each member they made it. It's pretty cool with like their faces. I wish some of the meme faces were a little bit different. Like I could have picked way better meme faces, but. I digress. It was really good. It was great. That person, that lucky once had given it each member one, and even the members had posted on their official IGs with them. Like Jihyo loved it. She loved like the fake money that it came with, like all that stuff. She was like
even
eating it up.
Momo was proud of it.
Oh, Momo. So I guess if you throw her like meme face on a dollar bit, like on some money,
that's the only time
she'll
that she'll accept it.
Okay, Momo. Now I know for next year. I'm not show no mercy. You'll see every meme face on every dollar. I hope she's ready. And I mean, for the most part, yeah, that's pretty much it. They should be nearing the end though of like their tour. And they've been obviously doing really well for at least here in the U.S. Right, like finishing the tour here, North America ish. Let's see. You do have some stuff about some more guy groups. We could talk about SHINee for a little bit.
Yeah, so they've been really active.
Super active. I feel like every post, like every other post on Instagram and TikTok has Minnow or Taemin in it. Like
they're doing all the
non-stop.
Dance challenges. This is the first time that they've been able to do this kind of stuff.
And I know that's true too. And I mean Taemin should be, you know, super excited to finally be dancing and doing all this stuff again too.
Yeah, cuz he's the dancer of the group too. But so one really cute dance challenge. He did one with Hoshi from 17. It
was, man, that
was so
cool.
Cute because Hoshi he's actually like a fanboy of SHINee.
He's a for real shawl. He's like a fanboy of every like group
older
for reals.
Groups, yeah. But so he had his very first SHINee album that they signed for him, I guess when he was like little, and he had it there for the dance challenge.
He brought it. And they showed it. It was hilarious and super cute at the same time. It was pretty sick.
And then he danced hard with Taemin. But you could really tell that, you know, he's like, I feel like Hoshi is always like that though. He's always super into those dance challenges as well. But then dancing with someone that you idolize when you were little is so cool for him too. And then I guess they've been doing a lot of other dance challenges with other idols like ATEEZ, Baekhyun from EXO.
ATEEZ, wasn't it?
Son.
Yeah, Son.
And Songhwa.
Yeah.
They did. It was with Minho, and then they did Bouncy, and then they changed
off. That was funny seeing Minho do it like in the middle, like sandwich.
Oh, yeah. He's still
tall,
it.
Too. Like, yeah, he's still got it. He's still ripped, and he's still tall.
He's really ripped because they had, like, a showcase and a concert and like all this other stuff going on. SHINee is like really busy right now.
He prepped himself well. Yeah, and physically then
I remember seeing a clip of Taemin. He was like lifting Minho's shirt to show everyone his abs. I was like, damn, he's freaking ripped still. What the hell? And then they also did it with A-Pink, Taeyong, Treasure, NCT, Aespa.
Of course, like all over half of those are Taemin. SM.
Yeah, it's either Taemin or Minho doing it. I didn't see too much of Key.
No, it was surprisingly enough because Key did a lot of the girl group. I was gonna say Key was very active during like a lot of like because he was there for. During his promotions for his solo, when Taemin was still in the military, that I saw Key a lot. Like he was doing like
all the girl group
twice stuff, and like it was funny and awesome. Like he was doing like I remember he was doing Aespa, and it was pretty awesome. He was like you said, he's doing all the girl groups. He's basically a Changbin.
He is though, because I saw I don't know was it Melissa that sent us that clip, where the two were asking him. Like, oh, do you know S-Class? Do you know how... Like, Taemin and Minho were asking Key, do you know how to dance S-Class? And then Minho... Key was like, no. Like, he's like, I know of the song, but I don't know the dance. And then they started naming all these girl groups, and he's like, oh, yeah, I know how to dance all this.
When they named Le Sserafim, like, do you know that new song by Le Sserafim, like, the dance? And then he said the title.
Like, the whole title, and Minho was, like, shook.
Yeah, because that title is long. It's, like, the wife, the...
The
psych, and the Bluebeard's wife or something.
And then Minho was like, what the hell?
That was his face was shook. Yeah, see, he's my boy, for sure.
And then they also danced with Seolyeon as well.
Oh, yeah, that was cute, too. I mean, because even Seolyeon did the dance with, I think we talked about it last week, right? Like, Changbin and
Lino?
And Lino, yeah. That was cool. JYP fam right there.
But yeah, I'm excited to see Taemin next month. Yeah, I hope that keeps his hairstyle, that Oreo hairstyle, aka the skunk hairstyle.
That's true, the skunk. Mm. He's going to definitely do Criminal, right?
I don't know what he's going
to
do.
It has to be Criminal. He hasn't released anything.
He hasn't. He hasn't done any of his new solos.
What's that other solo song that was really good? Like the older one. Like
Two Kids?
No, that's still kind of fairly new. I'm talking about like the older stuff.
Move?
Maybe Move? Yeah, Move.
Yeah, but then I feel like he hasn't performed any of it for, like, a concert. Because he just, like, left.
Well, not just that, because he's busy promoting as a group. So yeah. SHINee has been busy promoting as a group. And he hasn't had a chance to dance any of those. Unless they pull, what Stray Kids did. They did Red Lights, the whole group.
That's true.
Just have Minnow and Key. And whenever Anyu is back, just have him do Criminal.
That's true. I mean, like, yeah, I'm curious to know what actual songs he's going to do for KCON.
100% Criminal.
Yeah,
I will bet. So. I will put money. I'll bet photo cards on that.
Dun. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it for SHINee.
Let's go. Oh, we do have some more news on. Oh, okay. This looks all hype to me. We got in hypen because we did talk. I don't know if we actually brought it up, but if we didn't, they will be having an official music collab with Pokemon. That's right, in hypen and Pokemon, and it's going to be called One and Only.
Mm-hmm.
It will be on July 12th. That's coming up.
We heard like a teaser of it. It sounds good.
Oh, the snippet sounds really cute already too. Yeah. Like it sounds really good. It almost reminded me of TXT-ish.
Yeah. Speaking of Enhypen, I mean, they were in that anime. They did the opening song for Remain.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
I feel like they're being picked up a lot for doing, like, these anime kind of songs.
I mean, they do have Nikki, at least. So they do have a Japanese and an Australian representative in Jake, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be... Oh, yeah. They're going to be at the... In Japan.
Summer Sonic.
So they won't be here. I wanted to see Jake get excited to see the only other Australian in KCON again, which was you last year.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What else?
17. June.
Oh, yes.
So he dropped a digital single called Psycho.
Yes, you're 17 bias.
He is.
From China, of course.
From China. And I didn't expect the song to be in Chinese.
That was cool.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, that was pretty... That was
like,
surprising.
When I was listening to it, I was like, wait, that's not Korean. Because
I don't...
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know Korean, but I've listened to enough Korean after the past few years to kind of... I think this isn't Korean.
Yeah,
this is basically
it's
what
a
I was
Chinese
like.
Song, but he has a music video for it, so check it out. It's on HYBE.
It's pretty short too.
Yeah,
it really is like only 2 minutes or something.
Was it? Dang. But yeah, I feel like Jun does a lot of these solo because he had Limbo. Maybe was that last year? I think he drops
he drops a lot of
just digital singles, which is really cool. Good for him. And then,
did you know that 17 apparently is the first artist in K-pop history to sell over 6 million copies of one album? So like 6.2 million actually.
Damn.
Like in 2 months or something, just 2 months. Also,
mm-hmm.
It blows my mind. I mean, because like I'm trying to think like they beat BTS. So, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I didn't really compare it because I just saw the news. But I'm like, it makes me wonder, I'm like, what about BTS, though? So it's like, it's kind of wild to even, like, make that kind of feat. But yeah, it's for FML, which is also a really good mini album. It was really, really good. I really liked it. And also, FML was the highest first week sales of any album in Hanteo history. So it broke a lot of records.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them, though, because the album is really good.
Their albums are always really good.
And I think we talked about it. They're going to do like a repackage of like a lot of older albums, too. So I'm like, okay. Because I'm like, don't they exist
is it
already?
So, actually, I looked into that.
Yeah, what the hell
did that mean? So a lot of their older albums, they stopped like printing them.
They actually did.
Yeah. So all of those ones are going to be reprinted. So for like their older albums to be bought now for like the newer fans who haven't like collected them.
I didn't realize that they did stop printing.
Yeah, they did. I looked, I was like, wait, what does this mean? So I looked into it. I was like, oh, they stopped press, like stopped printing them.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. That's pretty wild. So I guess like whatever you currently see now is just either extra or backlog kind
exactly.
of thing. That was pretty cool to see. I think it almost might be time to start getting into the big two. Before we get started over that there and that end with BTS and Stray Kids, you can tune in to the Permission to Stand podcast, which is this podcast, this very podcast you are listening to and hopefully enjoying right now on any platform from Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, like wherever you're tuning in. Give us a like, notification, bell thingy, and subscribe. Haley, what else can they do, and what else can they do with the things that you're about to tell them?
You can check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast to see all our previous concert content, which is now twice for the time
being. Most recently twice. Yes, but we did have a bunch of Blackpink and Stray Kids very recently as well.
And then if you want to send us a DM, hit us up on Instagram.
At Permission to Stand Podcast. And I think with that said, it's time. BTS?
Yeah, so another comeback or solo that's going to be
released in July.
Yeah, July 14th, Jungkook is going to release his solo digital single called Seven.
Damn, it's happening.
It's finally happening. Mm-hmm. And then, so they put in the description that it's supposed to be a summer song that will bring your summer to the next level. Like, I wonder how it's going to
on the next level.
I knew you were going to say that.
That kind of brings up expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, we all have high expectations because it's Jungkook.
I mean, I feel like even all his like solo songs that he has done when he was with BTS are so good. Like Euphoria
is the one that comes to mind always. Euphoria.
It's my favorite song. And like even before like really getting into BTS, that was like one of my favorite songs. And it still is, and I wish I saw it live, but oh
well. I know. I wanted to see Jungkook swinging from the sky all over on, like, I think that's usually how he did it, right? A lot of the concerts, he was just swinging around, singing Euphoria.
I think it was only for the one.
Or was that only in Korea?
In Rose Bowl.
Oh, was that the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. What? 2019, I think.
We missed out.
Before the pandemic.
Missed out.
Yeah.
But he does have other good solo songs. Mm-hmm. I forgot some of the more recent ones. Fina fana, fina fana, fina fana, fana.
Movie. Exactly. And then he's been doing a lot of lives. Always.
Oh, man. He's been feeding ARMY pretty well. Keeping everyone full.
So he just always decides to go on live randomly at random times. And he decided to do a live recently. Two lives, actually. One of them, he was working out. So yes, he initially came on to, like, because after the news dropped for his new album. Not new album. New solo album. He came on to live afterwards and was like, oh, you guys heard about it. And like, please look forward to it. And he's like, don't worry. I know it's only a single right now, but I am actually working on an album too. So he's working on a full album for
I know we're all excited for that.
And then all of a sudden after that, he was like, I'm going to work out. So he decided to do a whole workout routine on live for ARMY.
He's doing all this like crazy stuff, and he's still talking and singing while doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty impressive, to be honest.
And he said that there's going to be a music video for Seven, and he was the one that filmed it. So I'm curious to see that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, remember we did see him. He traveled. I forgot where was he, though.
Mm.
Remember some people had seen him. I don't remember if it was America. I, like, can't remember shit right now.
But yeah,
I
remember he travels everywhere.
So, yeah, like, I remember people, because I saw the one from Dispatch when he was, like, arriving back at, like, Incheon Airport.
Right.
So, he's been super busy, too.
And then, I think it was yesterday, Jungkook had a special guest on his live at 4 in the morning in Korea. Do you know who it was?
Who was it, Haley?
Mingyu.
BFF.
So I guess they were drinking together, and then he decided to just go on live randomly at 4 a.m. and was like, oh, Mingyu's here with me. And Mingyu was like,
so Minkook's shippers rejoice, because
mm-hmm.
you got a lot more.
The 97 liner.
Yeah.
But, I guess because, like, you know, with Jungkook, he just always goes on live randomly. And then, like, I think for other idols, they usually have to tell their company, like, oh, I'm going to do a live, you know, kind of thing.
For this one, it's like the people who are working for Weverse, they are on call because they're like, oh, no, Jungkook's on. Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just out of nowhere, they have to wake them up because it's like 4 a.m., you said, in Korea.
Because then Mingyu had said, like, wow, it's so cool that you can just do lives at randomly
whenever,
at 4
whenever
a.m.
you want.
Yeah, and then Jungkook was like, well, whenever I miss ARMY and then I just think about it and I just decide to go on live. So he's just like, you know, he's just so, like, carefree about it. But I feel like he's the only idol that really does that because, you know, he just does lives and sometimes he's asleep and snoring and then, you know.
It's funny as hell, but it's awesome.
That's pretty much it for...
I didn't catch any of the clips with Mingyu. Did they do anything else? Or
no,
was
it was
on?
Such a short clip. It was very short. They just let it, like, bye,
just flexing to me.
Yeah,
look what I can do.
Out. Yeah, it was very short, but yeah, that was cool.
Damn, 4 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Man, to be able to stay awake till then and, like, drink, you guys, they're still definitely in their youth,
yeah.
For sure. Not us being, like, knocked out at, like... Well, Haley actually sleeps pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, Haley goes to sleep like 2 or 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
My bedtime is like midnight.
That's still okay compared to some people that sleep at
10?
9 p.m.
My dad? I mean, shit, he goes to sleep at 8. We'll get there eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
let's see what else we have. I mean, is that it for BTS? Is there mm-hmm. any other stuff you want to... Is there anything else that happened BTS? Not really, huh?
Not really. I mean, I think Tae was in Paris.
Yes, because I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
He was with his best friend, too.
Yeah.
PBG.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, he was in Paris. And then I remember they just made a small post where it was just saying, hi, from Paris.
Yeah. and then his hair is like blonde brown.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. I'm so used to seeing him with dark hair.
I like it with darker hair, too.
Me too.
But I guess, like, it's okay, too.
Yeah.
But he can pull off any style. Mm-hmm. Just, like, I think... But you're right. There's, like, some artists, like... You're like, oh, I do prefer them with, like, darker hair.
Yeah, Hyunjin, for me.
For you? Oh,
yeah,
you do like it.
But
the red hair
like
is cool, though.
The red hair was really cool, but I still think that his long, dark hair that reminds me of Miyamura. is my favorite. Oh, yes.
Mimura from Horimiya.
Yes.
For all you other anime fans out there. Shoujo slice of lifers right there. But for me, like, I do like, easily for me, what comes to mind is blonde Karina. Like, she looked really cool.
Her hair was fried. Yeah, so obviously we know.
Now we know her hair can't keep up with that.
Can't handle
that. But it sucks because, like, literally, she was blonde for just, like, a few months.
That's such a waste, too, because, like, it takes so long to bleach. Like, and especially for Asian to that light, right? I feel like it goes orange first before going blonde.
My gosh, it's... I wish she could have kept it at least till, like, they performed here in August, which is also next week, too. Next month, I mean. Next week, I wish.
Yeah, it's still July. July.
I mean, they were going to be performing literally... is it the week before or is it the week after KCON? I think they're... do I have Espa? It's the week before KCON. So, like, August is stacked. If you want a breakdown of it, Head in the Clouds is like the first weekend, second weekend is Espa, third weekend of August is KCON, fourth weekend is Blackpink Encore. They're gonna be here in the US like for their encore for like the last 2 weeks. So it's gonna be pretty stacked.
Right.
I think is it time?
Yes.
Oh, now you're like, finally, you're itching.
You can finally talk about the special person that you kept mentioning at the beginning of the podcast.
Yes. If you're wondering who we were talking about sibling-wise, yes, Bang Chan's younger sister, Hannah Bang. I didn't even realize until like Haley told me a while back. I didn't know she was like an actual like huge influencer too.
Yeah. She has like her own following on TikTok and Instagram. Like people know her just as Hannah Bang, not even knowing Bang Chan is the leader of Stray Kids.
Like her brother.
Yeah.
So she apparently is starting her own company too. Entertainment company.
At 19 years old.
Hannah Bang Entertainment. So, yeah, that's kind of sounds like JYP Entertainment. It's a self-titled company. She's going to be releasing also like a vinyl and CD for her debut called Perfect Blues. I don't even know what kind of music she's going to be making or like what style, how it's going
to
sound like.
I feel like I've listened to some of it. It's like acoustic.
Is it acoustic? Okay. I think I remember seeing a guitar, but I wonder if it's full acoustic because she probably has some other stuff too, some beats. But I mean, it will always help in the future to have an older brother who's basically a producer for JYP.
Exactly.
So I'm sure she gets a lot of hints and tips and all that extra stuff from Bang Chan herself. I guess that comes out in a couple days, actually, from when we're talking
about this. Oh, it does? It's coming out already?
This coming Friday, I believe.
Oh.
So that's July, what is it, 7th?
Oh, yeah.
So it's dropping pretty soon. There's also like on the website, there's a limited amount. It's just like a JYP site, limited signed copies on like either the CD, photo cards, or even a Polaroid. So
look at her.
It's like I wonder where she got all these ideas from with all these pre-orders ideas. Yeah.
She's been like, a fan of K-pop too, obviously. She likes Big Bang and Miss A. I was reading, so she's like listened to a lot of
she's
K-pop.
She's an OG. She's an OG, basically.
And especially like growing up, she has Bang Chan.
Of course, if your brother is training to be a K-pop idol, you'll get thrown into the world a little bit. Like you'll know a little bit, right?
I had watched one of her like Q&As on YouTube, and I guess people were asking, they're like, Hannah, like, have you ever thought about being an idol? And then she was like, no, like, I don't want to go into like, you know, K-pop. She doesn't, like, see her music as, like, titled as K-pop. So I think she's doing something
that
sounds
different. That's why it's kind of her own thing. Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to be an idol. She wants to do, like, her own kind of thing. And not, and that's why she made her own company. So
yeah,
she's
like an art. She's her own artist kind of thing. So that's pretty cool. Good for her with, like, being able to do that. That's pretty huge at 19 years old.
Right.
Like you said, that's pretty impressive. So we'll see where it goes from there. I think I will just get the signed Polaroid, possibly, if it's available. We'll see.
Or you can get to talk to her for 3 minutes.
Oh, that's true,
too. Fan calls. She's doing fan calls.
Oh, yeah. If you're, like, the first, 20 or something.
Yeah.
And then, like, you get, like, also, like, a handwritten thing if you're, like, the first 400.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. we almost forgot to say that. Maybe it would have been beneficial because now we won't have we wouldn't have had less competition, Haley.
Sorry, was I not supposed to say
it? No, I just thought about it now too. But I'm like, oh shoot, let's yeah, too late. Anyway, so if you're gonna be going against us, damn you. so there's also, I guess there's some. Oh, let's talk about Stray Kids now, because the third fan meeting. How did you think about that? How much FOMO did all you stays get from this third fan meeting? Because it looked nuts.
It was insane.
It looked crazy.
I've seen like all these clips on Instagram, TikTok. And because like during the time that their fan meeting was happening, we were at like Anime Expo or sleeping, you know? So I was like tired. I had to like catch up on everything,
you know what I mean?
After Anime Expo.
Oh, that's true too. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, because you already brought up the video call for Hanabang. Mm-hmm. This is my in to, if we can get it, I'm going to ask Bang. I'm going to ask her for all the detail, like all the insider info about Bang Chan. This is the way to get to Bang Chan.
Oh my God.
I'm going to also ask her who her Stray Kids bias is.
Ask her, who would you recommend would be a good boyfriend? The best boyfriend from Stray Kids.
For me.
For Choco.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Anyway, sorry, continue. Yes, third.
Yeah, so meeting. Stray Kids had their third fan meeting called Pilot in Seoul at the KSPO Dome. And it was over 2 days. Completely sold out, of course.
I mean,
as expected.
No surprises there.
Right. People say it like it's a surprise, but it was on July 1 and 2. So,
would you have rather gone Anime Expo or this if you were able to get a ticket to this?
Obviously this.
And if it's... Oh, okay.
But easy. Then it was like...
What if it's like
everything paid
a
for?
Nosebleed seat?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, like, so the way that their the venue was set up with the stage, I feel like anywhere that you sat...
Oh, it's a good view.
It was amazing. Good angle. Because okay. They had a central stage, like the main stage, and then they had the extended stage, but it went the one where it circles the whole arena.
Oh,
and they go around
true.
In carts, too.
That's right. They did the cart thing also.
So it's like no matter where you were, and you because it's like a smaller venue, too. It's not like huge. So like wherever you were seated, I feel like you had a good view. No matter what. And that's what they do at these fan meetings, because they want to like include all the stay that are there. I feel like they make it more intimate.
Take some notes, America.
For real.
Please.
Damn. But I don't know. They had so much stuff. I heard like rumors and everything about what songs that they were going to play because people heard them practicing it. And every song that was rumored got played. That was,
you know what? One of them that obviously comes to mind is they did Shiny.
They did.
Replay.
It was the Mangne line. Felix, Seungmin, and Ian did Shiny's replay.
That's insane.
I know.
What a... Like, Stays got fed so well for this fan event. Plus, like, all the cool mascots. They had, like,
my
all their
God.
Skazoo mascots.
The Skazoos were there.
It's like when Twice has their lovelies that are going around with them. They had the Skazoos.
Like, shit, I was, like, happy enough when they did their encore concert here. And then they had, like, those beanies, the animal beanies that were, like, their Skazoos. But then, freaking the fan meet. In Korea, got their whole ass mascot.
Like an actual person's dressed up like a life-size, like, Disney animated character. Like,
it was so funny, though, because each Skazoo matched the energy of their
counterpart
their member.
Yeah,
like, Hyunjin's Jinirat was, like, totally like him. Even to the point where he was going to fall over. Because Hyunjin is pretty clumsy. And when they were exiting the stage, Jinirat, like, freaking tumbled.
Oh, my God, of course.
And then I think Han says, like, oh, my God, how are you so much like Hyunjin? And then, like, of course, Bukhari was, like, all sweet and cute, just like Felix. But what I wanted to say is that, you know how they have those VCRs?
Yeah.
So they did a parody of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like their intro kind of thing,
the
right?
Intro,
yeah,
the intro. You know when the crew cool. in Guardians of the Galaxy get captured and then they're all in like handcuffs and then they're going by each. Like, this is Rocket Raccoon, this is like Star-Lord,
like
this
getting,
is the captain.
When they register you for like prison.
Exactly,
kind of thing.
Yeah, so they did that for each member of Stray Kids. It was really funny because like the descriptions that they were giving them, it was really cute. And like accurate to them. I think there's a link on YouTube. Someone had filmed it from the fan meet. If you want to check that out, I think it's like a 9-minute video. I watched it. It was so cute. You actually need to watch it because you'd get all the references.
I would probably know every reference for sure.
And then some other stuff that they did. Hyunjin and Lino danced Troublemaker. So I don't know if you've seen the original. Have you seen the original video of that?
No, I haven't.
So it's a third. So all third gen K-pop fans will know this. It's a song by Hyuna and Hyunsung, who was from Beast, but they made their own like little subunit. And the
I remember Beast because you talked about them. It's like,
yeah, they were like one of my favorites.
Yeah, you really like
a long time ago. And then so they did Troublemaker. And then, as you know, this dance is very sexy because it's like boy and girl dance. And then like they touch butts. There's a lot of like feeling up and kind of stuff. And Hyunjin and Lino did it.
Oh boy!
So just those two, you can already imagine. Hyunjin is with like
Lino too, right?
Yeah. So
I mean, and then vice versa, how Lino is with Hyunjin.
Exactly.
Like, grossed out.
No, they did a really good job at it. And then it was funny because I saw a video where the other members were reacting to them dancing, and then Felix looks so freaking shook. He's like, "Oh my god! Like you're touching his butt right now!" Like they were like going at it, and like, yeah, you guys should just check it out. People have clips of it everywhere. I don't know if they were like actually supposed to film because it was very strict, but some people still did fan
some,
cams.
Some people got away with it for sure.
So there's like a lot of clips on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, if you just like look it up. And Chan and Changbin did Queen Card.
Yes.
It was so cute. And then also Lino and Felix did Yao Sobi's Idol Challenge.
That was pretty cool to see too, yeah.
Three Racha did Hey Day. It hasn't been performed anywhere before. I'm so sad.
Like to be here. And what you know what's crazy? One of your friends, one of your other stays was in Korea during this time,
yeah,
wasn't she?
Grace.
Oh, it was Grace? Oh, she was
Wait,
there?
Wait, who did you?
I was talking about Rachel.
Oh, Grace actually went to the fan meet.
Oh, she was there.
Yeah, she specifically from Canada, flew.
A friend from Canada. Yeah. She got in?
She flew out specifically.
Good for her.
She was
Holy
supposed to go
shit.
To Korea anyway during the summer, and then the fan meet got announced. She's like, oh, well, I'm going
now
to the
I know
fan
when.
Meet. Yeah, so.
Wow, how did she get, to, like, because isn't it?
It's not. It wasn't that bad. It's normal. Like, if you have your, you just have to wait in line and stuff, and you have to have a membership.
Membership, at
yeah,
least, right?
So,
yeah.
I mean, I have that, but. Damn.
That's
even global
cool.
fans can get it because you just have to bring your passport.
Right. That's
so
what,
it
oh,
was
that's
open
right. So it's available.
Korea and international fans.
Which is really cool.
Next year, maybe.
Uh oh. She's actually.
Me and Teresa were actually thinking. Talking about it. We're like, oh man, maybe we should go. Fuck. I don't know how we're going to do that. But yeah. they also performed Item for the first time, which is a song on their from their newest album, their 5-star album. I really like that song, and the choreo is so cute. There's, like, a line in the song that says, like, item, item, Pac-Man ate them, and they do, like, the Pac-Man movements. And then they did... Some of these songs are all my favorite songs. They did Never Ending Story, Levanter, Get Cool, Hello Stranger, and Love Stay. I'm like, are you kidding me? Am I ever going to see...
What you listen to
Yeah,
every
all
week.
The time. And then... So, during Love Stay, Felix was actually crying... Because he said that when he was looking at Stay, he was reminded of his late grandma. And he just said, I don't know, he got very emotional. And then Changbin started crying too. So there's like a lot of videos and photos of them looking all sad and like koala.
Of course. It's going to happen. Especially Felix. I feel like, you know, he gets very emotional.
He gets very emotional. Another thing that was cool was that the team, you remember during their concert, their Maniac tour, they did Muddy Water. There's like Team Muddy Water and then Team Waiting For Us.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So they switched parts.
Good.
So what do you mean good? So like Hyunjin, Changbin, Han, and Felix did like the Waiting For Us, which is like a vocal
it's
song.
All I know, that's why it's good.
And
it's
then
perfect.
The other team did the rap. Parts for
that's,
Muddy Water.
That's
so
why it's
it was
perfect.
Freaking
it's great.
Cool. I was like, damn, that's so cool. And like, we got to see it because people like filmed it. I was like, oh my god, Changbin's vocals are so good. Even Hyunjin's too. I was like, really impressed. And then during Star Lost and Grow Up, they had their, that's when they had their Skazoo mascots come out. They, and like we said, they went around in carts. They even went through the aisles.
You should watch it if you haven't seen it. I mean, it's, if you're a stay, it's definitely shown up on your feed. Right. On your algorithm for sure. Yeah. It's, it was pretty awesome.
They even walked through the aisles too. So a lot of stays were got to get really close with them. And then, oh, and then during the fan meet, the Skazoo MV for S-Class was shown, but then like after the fan meet was over, they dropped it. So you can check out. Oh,
finally, yeah. Okay. That's I mean, the Skazoo versions of like their music videos are really fun to watch too. Like,
yeah, they've only had God's Menu and Thunderous. I don't know why they didn't do like Maniac or Case 143, but then they have one for S-Class too.
Is it like, wait, it's the animated Skazoo,
it's the animated,
right? I want them to do dances in their Skazoo outfits again. Remember, what was that? Which one? Was it Thunderous?
That was Thunderous.
That was fucking hilarious.
They also had God's Menu too, but then I think that was only for like a concert.
I remember Ian's head came off right at the end.
I think it was his foot.
I remember Bank Chan was just like looking at it like when it came off at the
end. Wait, didn't someone's head fall off? Was it
Felix? Or I don't remember. It was like so much shit going on. It's impressive to dance in those kind of outfits.
Yeah,
though,
they're so fucking bulky too, and especially like their dance choreo is crazy. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it completely?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah. There we go. Good job. Thanks, Haley. With that said, I guess we are done with this one. So check out the Permission to Stand podcast if you haven't already liked, hit that notification bell. Or subscribed yet. We always appreciate that. Haley, where can they check us out and what can they see?
On Instagram, at TikTok, and I can't even talk anymore.
It's just, she's programmed.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast for our videos, and DM us on Instagram.
And because there's not really much planned or going on the rest of July in terms of concerts, it doesn't look like. So I think we could finally breathe. We'll just have to take in all the different the different things coming in terms of comebacks.
I can never breathe money-wise, though, because freaking for that pilot for Stray Kids, they dropped merch.
Yes.
Guess who fucking ordered it? Me.
You did. I'll talk about, because I did finally open and get my New Jeans, the Bunnies membership, but I'll talk about it when it comes out, like their comeback at the same time.
Which
so
is
I'll bring
soon
that up.
Too.
Exactly. So thank you everyone for joining us as always. If you're still enjoying us, yes, give us a rating. Give us the five star as Stray Kids would ask you to give, right? And we always appreciate that. That definitely helps out. And till next week, everyone take care, stay safe, and as always,
peace.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.